Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you happen to be. My name is David DePrill, and thank you for joining the first of our cybersecurity series here from Anapsys, digging into ERP digital transformation, big trends, and bigger security challenges. Again, my name is David DePrill. I'm the Vice President of Global Product Marketing here at Anapsys. I have over 20 years experience in product development, strategic alliances, and marketing. I'm fortunate enough to work at Anapsys and own the larger product marketing vision and strategy here, as well as work with a great number of awesome people. And formerly, I came from companies such as Cogito, Dell EMC, RSA, Cisco, some small companies that perhaps nobody knows. So what's our agenda today? Going to dig into probably about four or five things. I want to give a little bit of an overview on ERP applications and how we've traditionally look to secure them. I want to dig into what's changed over the past few years. Some of this might be familiar to you, some of it might not be, but this is coming from some of our observations related to the work that we do, not only in observing the threat landscape and fighting threats and helping global corporations really secure their critical systems, but also from our own research too. I want to take a little bit of a look at the elevated threat landscape that is facing each and every one of you. And then we'll take a look at how we should think about securing these systems. I'll give you a couple takeaways for the road, and then hopefully you'll join us for the rest of our series. I will provide a QR code link towards the end to make it hopefully a little bit easier for y'all to register. So let's get started. As we know, SAP and Oracle are really foundational components in the enterprise, encompassing a large number of different applications that are used in all parts of the business, from standard ERP to customer relations management. It's used heavily in manufacturing and human resources, as well as even supply chain management and financials. It is so ubiquitous at this particular point, when we look at some of the stats provided courtesy of SAP and Oracle, we see that 92% of the Global 2000 are using either SAP or Oracle. More interestingly enough, roughly about 87% of the world's revenue is touching one of these systems in some particular way. So our entire global economy is essentially running through one of these foundational systems or touching it in some particular manner on its way through for the transactions for me buying something from Amazon, so to speak, or whatever. And arguably, we're even looking at this rise in more cloud-based applications, where at this particular point, about 20% of your enterprise applications, one in five, are now completely SaaS-based, whether that is through SAP and Oracle with large digital transformation projects, or whether that's engaging with other particular vendors on the enterprise scale. The long and the short of it is that everywhere you look, you're going to see some aspect of one of these two larger vendor systems in your enterprise and probably in the enterprises with whom you're doing business. So if something were to happen to them, business continuity obviously would be a terrible thing at that point. And there's a lot of ramifications otherwise if any of these were to particularly go down for the business itself. So when we think about how we've traditionally protected these systems, we've used a defense in depth model, right? So multiple layers attacking maybe that OSI model, perimeter, network, application data. And we've surrounded them with the goal of protecting these crown jewels. And it's been a longstanding and very trusted model that we've used over the last few decades. And it's still viable, but currently right now, it's no longer enough. And we'll dig into some of the reasons as we go. But very specifically, as we look at, you know, your edge, these defense in depth models are securing network and traffic, but they're not necessarily securing the application itself. So we can keep an eye on packets and everything along those lines and see what's hitting our system, keep things out, how are people communicating. The application themselves isn't traditionally secured. When we think about where we look at ERP security traditionally from SAP and Oracle, it's primarily focused here on a data layer. Give me a little bit of leeway with this, but really we're focusing here on controls that look at SOD. We're looking at role-based access control. We're looking at business logic monitoring. And the idea here is to secure that particular data itself. the challenge then becomes you have that application layer now, and the application itself that could potentially be vulnerable. And what we've traditionally used here, when you think of vulnerability management, when you think of monitoring, when you think of things along those lines, either your legacy technology here for vulnerability management or monitoring doesn't really know and understand the complexities of ERP. Because remember, your larger systems from SAP and Oracle are one piece out of the box vanilla and probably 300 pieces custom code. Beyond that, you know, your larger teams from the InfoSec side might not understand ERP as well. So if they had to do something manually, or if they had to go try to find something, it makes it extraordinarily challenging for them to be able to do this effectively, thereby minimizing your ability to really see your true risk. And when this critical application layer is generally neglected, this is usually what happens. You're going to have critical systems that are a little bit more vulnerable. You're going to lack the visibility you need to see across that full attack surface. If you're only seeing a portion of the actual attack surface, can you truly plan, protect, and mitigate risk for your business? It's very challenging. And of course, as you think about all that custom code, there's a large amount of poor security there when you're doing your application development. You see a number of different items here talking about how these come into play, everything from ERP is so ubiquitous that systems are managed by multiple business units, which makes it exceptionally hard for InfoSec to get what they need. Processes are constantly moving to SaaS. Things are connected in more interesting ways than ever before. You don't really have great visibility in your SOC, which makes it really challenging. So then you have to rely on manual log reviews. And then you have to assume that your team has a good understanding of what's bad inside of these logs for ERP. It's very challenging across the board here. And as you can see, some stats coming from a number of different surveys from CPO Magazine and HelpNet Security, many companies are facing these challenges with people saying they're unable to quickly identify vulnerabilities. They can't effectively monitor privileged access. They can't really prevent attacks at an application level. And very frequently, they're not building security features into app development. So fundamentally, this means that this critical application layer for ERP has elevated risk because I can't see everything and I don't know what's going into it. And this sentiment is not just David's sentiment. It's a sentiment broadly adopted by many CIOs and CISOs, where the number one concern for most in the C-suite at this particular point is a direct attack on the application layer. They recognize that they have good protection on the edge. They recognize that they have, hopefully, good data protection at the core there. The challenge is that application itself, and if it does become vulnerable, then how can they protect that? And they believe that their application portfolio has become more vulnerable in the past year itself, with almost three quarters actually saying that it's become more vulnerable. And generally about two-thirds of organizations have a giant backlog of application vulnerabilities. This is just a quick quote I lifted from a wonderful SAP Insider survey that just came out. But it really speaks to not only what we're hearing from our customers, but really the overall sentiment. You have a lower budget, but you still need to be able to do what you're doing and get greater visibility and mitigate things more rapidly. That is a very challenging thing to do for security leaders. If we dig into some of the larger trends here, we can see why CIOs and CISOs are really very concerned. You have your SAP and your Oracle systems at the center of your business, and then you have all these different things coming to play to create a perfect storm. For example, digital transformation projects. Everyone, especially through COVID, perhaps generated prior to, but definitely accelerated throughout the pandemic, we've taken on a number of large projects, moving to the cloud, transforming and modernizing systems, making them more accessible to accommodate remote workers. The challenge is, as I'm sure we all know, these projects have flat budgets. They have very aggressive timelines. And if you're working on one particular project, security very frequently becomes an obstacle, especially when you may not have the right technology to help. you may not have the right knowledge in your team to be able to do things effectively. And so this comes to bear when you're favoring expediency rather than security. As we know, the cloud has traditionally been evaporating the perimeter. So as we think of that larger defense in depth, layered approach to security, this is yet another reason why it's no longer as effective as it used to be, because the crown jewels that normally used to be in the fortress with four walls, roof, ground, et cetera, is now being directly linked out. Internet-facing portals, you're connecting it into your supplier value chain. You are evaporating your perimeter and your walls around these critical systems, and you are thereby making them more susceptible to internet-based attacks. And speaking of attacks, we have value chains, and you might be great with regards to how you're securing your systems. You're like, I have great layers. My edge is perfect. My data is being protected. We're working really well here. Everything is firing on all cylinders. And yet someone in your value chain might be compromised. And because they have a direct, secure, fully authenticated connection directly into your ERP system, now you're compromised. So whether you're partnering with people in your value chain to do development and contracting them in that way to help build out your custom code base, or whether they're part of your larger supply chain, you're introducing new risks into your system, especially if you're not able to apply security in that manner. And then finally, we all know that there is a large increase in attention on compliance. Many of the large companies that are using SAP and Oracle are using them foundationally for what we would call maybe critical infrastructure or critical industries, depending on the country you happen to be operating out of. And so what you have now is this greater oversight, greater interest in critical infrastructure, protecting these pieces. You have stricter government regulations. You have more audits. There's a lot coming to bear here where everything becomes a little bit more complicated for people to manage, and it's very easy to let security drop to the wayside. But you can't, because unfortunately and simultaneously, there's a large rise in cyber threats on critical applications infrastructure. Beyond what you've heard in the news related to ransomware attacks on the rise, which are obviously terrible, you're seeing them attack everything from healthcare to oil and gas, to utilities. But what we're also observing here is that your threat actors are infinitely more knowledgeable. Why? Well, it was easy enough when SAP and Oracle happened to be behind four walls. But as everybody has evolved to, you know, rise to the cloud, so to speak, what you've seen is that these tools and how to learn how to code for these are becoming more widely available on the internet. It's very easy to spin up a virtual machine if I wanted to and learn SAP or learn Oracle. And now what you have is you have a whole fleet of new knowledgeable threat actors with deep, intimate knowledge around your critical systems, which coincidentally now happen to be open with a portal directly to the internet, which could lead to more targeted attacks on your apps and infrastructure, because we can now directly attack the crown jewels that we wanted to in the first place to get the data we need. And good old fashioned vulnerability or exploit chaining is very alive and well with regards to your critical systems from SAP and Oracle. And IDC has noted that 64% of ERP systems have been breached in the past 2 years. It's really challenging. When you think about what Anapsys is looking at, our research labs have been around for well over a decade, and we constantly keep an eye on the threat landscape. And in the past year, couple years or so, we published a report in conjunction with SAP and CISA, the United States Cybersecurity Office, digging into the caliber of attacks that we observed across our entire threat intelligence cloud related to ERP. And what I will draw your attention to is really the stats down below, where when a patch is released, the time between that to exploitation is usually under 72 hours. If you're spinning up a new system online that's vulnerable, frequently these attackers are finding ways to exploit it in under 3 hours if they're able to find it. And then even when we took a look at the response to Log4j, from the public disclosure of Log4j to any observed exploitations across our larger threat intelligence cloud, it was under 24 hours for that. So what you have is you have very motivated, very knowledgeable threat actors who are able to directly attack your systems. So what can we do about this? Well, my opinion is that I think it's time that we should think about ERP as the OT of IT. And what do I mean by this? Well, OT always needs to be on. When you think of the triad CIA, CIA is generally more on the IT side, and then you reverse it for your OT, AIC. Availability is clearly the larger thing from the OT side. Challenge is all of these systems need to always be on because they are systems of record that connect multiple parts of the business. And so in order to be able to protect these effectively, you have to approach it in a manner where you have specialized knowledge and you have targeted security, very focused on the complexity of these larger critical systems. And you have to go into it with the mindset of understanding that there's a very large chance that we might not be able to spin something down or take it offline, because if we did, it might cost us $50,000 an hour or more in order to basically continue to keep doing business. So regarding these critical systems, you know, we think you need three key things. Number one, you really need deep visibility into all the risks across your ERP landscape, not just the keyhole. What you need is the view of the whole room. And you need that visibility to help drive good decision-making for your organization. You can't really truly understand your risk or make good judgments about what you prioritize and what you don't prioritize unless you have a full understanding of what's going on. So you really need that in order to make good decisions. Now, how else can you make good decisions? Well, you need some help. You need some guidance. You need some good threat intel. You need some information about threat actor activities. Why? Because it's probably very common that people in your InfoSec org might not have deep knowledge of ERP systems itself. So the updates that you get for patch day, the little notes that you see in security notes, the kind of guidance you get there, it's probably not enough. Your team needs some insights and ways to help navigate that journey of how to prioritize these larger risks across your ERP landscape. And fundamentally, in the absence of putting Anapsys researchers in every possible office to help out, what you probably would need is some focused technology to help you really effectively and efficiently mitigate this risk with minimal effort. And this is really where we can help. We give you this sort of better approach to ERP security. With your systems that are fundamentally at the core of what you do, we want to give you complete 360-degree security here. So we're going to wrap it with vulnerability management for point in time. We're going to keep an eye on this and help you assess your risk at every particular point in time and demonstrate the progress you're making and help you figure out how to make your systems more secure and understand your full attack surface. We then give you some aspects of real-time threat and zero-day monitoring, where we will help let you know if there are any zero-day threats coming towards your ERP systems, as well as elevate insights into threat actor activity that might be on the rise. We'll pair that up with tools that will help you bring a DevSecOps approach into your code and application development. We'll tie it all up with a nice little bow, giving you the ability to automate your compliance and your controls for your ERP landscape. We infuse everything with the research coming from the Anapsys Research Labs to really help drive some positive business results for our customers and hopefully for you, where you'll be able to do faster code reviews. We can help you validate the patches were applied correctly to your critical systems more quick, better. We'll help you remediate these sort of attacks across your entire landscape. And we can help you with some automation of controls to make things just a lot easier for you. Want to highlight a couple of different stories before we close, just talking a little bit about how some customers, I've tried to pick a couple of on the range here. This utility company has about 2,000 employees and roughly about $2 billion in annual revenue, but they had a very, very small team and they had an extraordinarily labor intensive patch and vulnerability management process. And they weren't getting the right visibility and security, visibility into the security gaps that they had with their SAP landscape. amongst other things, by partnering with us, and we worked with them, and now their small but mighty team is able to scan the SAP environment a lot better for these critical vulnerabilities and missed patches. But even more importantly, they have a better understanding of what the true risk is to the organization, so they can make better decisions about what they should and what they shouldn't address, which is truly important when you have a very small team and reduced resources, right? We need to do more with less, unfortunately. So this is where you want specialized tools and targeted focused technology to help with this. A larger company, about 160,000 employees, over $100 billion in annual revenue in agro here, they had an extraordinarily large landscape. 400 SAP applications, 40 different products, 25,000 different users clearly working intimately with these critical systems. They implemented Anapsys to sort of manage that SAP attack surface again, as well as continuously monitor their environment. So a combination of point in time and continuous is really, really helpful to get a good understanding of how you're improving, but also ensuring that you're protecting your critical systems from active exploits, elevated threat activity, or even 0 days that Anapsys identifies, because we are the most prolific generator of vulnerability research for ERP in the world. We have the inside track on all of this, and we're able to help protect our customers through our technology. And so the fact that we can then hook all of our technology directly into their commonly used security stack in their SOC with SIM and SOAR and all that kind of stuff to really fit into how they normally do workflows is extraordinarily useful for this very large company. So, you know, these are just a couple of examples of people who have taken these larger concepts and really put them to bear in their organization. So I'll leave you with three quick things. Fundamentally, we've seen that this perfect storm has really come to bear that's put ERP applications at higher risk. Hard stop. There are just more attacks. There is just more exploitable attack surface now. There are, you know, potentially more vulnerable systems out there as we speed through trying to develop or move with digital transformation projects. You just need to be aware of this and make sure you're planning accordingly, because that pace of change is accelerating. Whether it's internal with your digital transformation projects, whether it's external with regards to new regulations every other day, or you know, certain government organizations coming down with new categorization or new ideas on how to protect critical infrastructure or critical industries, the expectation is what is going on today is not going to be good enough for what's tomorrow. And then finally, really just rethink how we approach securing ERP applications. That in a bubble, in a fortress defense in depth model still is viable, but there are gaps. And so you really need to treat them like critical infrastructure, take a more targeted approach with it. Whether you partner with Anapsys or whether you do this on your own, just really think about it in that particular manner and hopefully find the right balance of managing your risk appropriately. I invite you to scan this wonderful QR code to register for this larger series. The next two sessions will dig a little bit more deeply into vulnerability management and DevSecOps, application security testing, and application development lifecycle, things along those lines. So we'll get a little bit more into the weeds on those and demonstrate ways that we can extend capabilities here to help you out. And then our last session is going to be more of a fireside chat with Mariano Nunez, our CEO, and JP Perez-Echegoyen, who is our CTO and head of the Anapsys Research Labs, which has been on the front line of fighting threat actors and detecting the right vulnerabilities and helping SAP and Oracle for well over a decade now. So we really hope you join us for that. I will open this up for any particular questions if we have any. And I appreciate your time. Don't believe we have any questions. So thank you again for joining. Really appreciate everything. You can learn more on Anapsys.com and Have a great day.